And right now, we need to catch up with the Cowboys owner and general manager. We haven't had a visit with him in a few weeks. The season is over, 13-3. We say good morning and congratulations to Jerry Jones. Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning, man. Happy New Year to you.
Morning.
Happy 27. Good morning. We're in New Year. This is an exciting year. A lot of positivity going on right now.
Yeah, you're NFC East champs.
2 games from the Super Bowl, Jordan.
Two games from the Super Bowl. 2 games from the Super Bowl, and they're both at your stadium.
That's right. You said we wouldn't get back to the Super Bowl as long as I was in charge of this team.
Yeah, I did say that,
Jody.
I did say that. I did say that, yes.
What do you think now, huh?
Well, you're not there yet. You still got to win two.
You said that if we went to the Super Bowl again with me as GM.
Yeah.
That you would eat a placenta on the steps of the old red courthouse while wearing a diaper.
No.
Penis is drawn on you by elementary school kids. You going to make good on that?
What? No. I never said that.
You promised.
I didn't promise. I never said that.
And Jesus, you promised.
No, I didn't either. But you are close, though.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, we got their home field advantage,
mm-hmm.
which with Skymer, folks in our local stars light into the eyes of our opponents. It's a huge advantage for us.
Yeah, I guess that could be if you have the late afternoon.
What's our local star called? I always forget its name.
Your local star?
Yeah.
What do you mean, your local star?
What is our local star's name? The one that gives us light that feeds the plant.
Oh, the sun?
That's right.
Oh. I thought you meant like our local celebrity or something.
I thought you were working at a corporate sponsor for the star or something. I didn't know.
No.
The sun, yes.
Now, I have to admit, at first I was really wanting to get that 14-2 record to beat the franchise regular season record. But I finally came to my sensuals and realized that I shouldn't care about that game. I should care about the Super Bowl. Got to protect our players.
Yeah.
So that game, I have to acknowledge, is about as meaningless to me as the day that Jerry Jr. was born.
Hey, come on. Just get through one week without taking a shot at Jr.
We had so many of our starters sitting out that game that it was like watching a USFL game, wasn't it? Like a strike game.
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
I was trying to figure out all kind of creative ways to keep our marquee players out of danger, and I even looked into suiting up Roosevelt, Jerry Jr., and Charlotte.
Wow.
But the league said I couldn't do it.
Yeah, they're not on the active roster, so I don't think
that happened. Said that Roosevelt was too old and Jerry Jr. too slow. But the good thing about a game like that is I didn't have to pretend like I was sober when I was calling down the limb sidelines all my helpful suggestions during the game.
You do that during the game?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I was the one who told him to put Sanchez in so we could look at that butt fumble and get a good laugh.
He didn't butt fumble, but he did have some funny plays.
Well, you know why he wears number 3, don't you?
Huh.
I'm the one who told him he had to wear that number.
Why?
3 stands for 3 and out.
Yeah, that works.
And after getting a good look at Sanchez, I think that if Dak and Romo both go down, we're going to go ahead and put Garrett in there to quarterback third string.
Maybe better.
Yeah, and you know, when Romo threw that touchdown, did you see that, Jody?
I did. That was nice.
Oh, that made old Jerry horny.
You don't want to know that.
I bet you liked it.
What about that one play where Sanchez gets sacked for like 20 yards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something.
He was running backwards so far, I thought maybe he was just going to head on out and go get on the team bus in the parking lot.
Head to the Rose Bowl where he went the next day.
Head to the Rose Bowl. That's right. Nine, Jody, I appreciate that. Oh, Lord, I'm dying.
Oh, hey,
you okay?
There, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning. There goes Jerry fighting a cold. Like Gordo is.